This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
One of the key debating techniques for people promoting critical race theory is what might be considered linguistic arm twisting. A social justice warrior might say, if you say you're not a racist, that proves you're a racist. So how do we answer this charge? Well, Greg Kokel was on my radio program to talk about how to respond to various religious and political claims and statements. He referred to this debate technique as the Kafka trap. In his novel, The Trial, Kafka presents a totalitarian world in which a man is arrested and accused of a crime. When he protests that he is not guilty of the crime, the state argues that his claims to innocence show that he is guilty. You can probably see the verbal sleight of hand being used by activists who argue everyone is a racist. If you admit to being a racist, then you're a racist. If you deny you're racist, well, then you're also a racist. The you're racist either way is a classic example of the Kafka trap. The thought police in our society today have rigged the system. It's a heads I win, tails you lose debate technique. The presence of some people who are racist does not argue for the belief that all people are racist and trivializes true racial bigotry. Kokel recognizes that attempting to banter with such a person would likely be ineffective. Someone who truly believes that offering counter evidence is nevertheless racist would not be open to reason. However, if you want to point out the problem with the argument, you might use it back on him or her. Do you know what social justice means? Of course I do. You can then respond, that proves you don't. No one who really understands social justice thinks he understands it. Don't fall for this linguistic trick. It is illogical and irrational. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.